Introduction. In 2005, a very wise screenwriter named Blake Snyder wrote a very wise book called Save the Cat, the last book on screenwriting you'll ever need. In this book, Blake set out to teach screenwriters how to structure their screenplays using a template of 15 beats, or plot points, claiming that every great movie Hollywood ever made was structured around these same 15 beats. The reaction was almost instantaneous. Within a few short years, screenwriters, directors, producers, and studio executives the world over were turning to Blake's 15-beat template, or beat sheet, to develop better, tighter, more engaging stories for the screen. Save the Cat quickly became an industry-recognized method. Meanwhile, in 2006, I was a former movie studio executive turned struggling novelist, trying and failing to sell my first book. I had a file drawer literally full of rejection letters, which all said the same thing: great writing, no story. Essentially, I was clueless about plot structure. Until one day, a screenwriter friend of mine handed me a copy of Save the Cat and told me, "It's a very popular screenwriting book, but I believe it could work for novels too." He was right. After reading Save the Cat cover to cover multiple times and comparing Blake's 15-beat template to popular novels that I'd read and loved, I soon discovered that with some tweaking and adaptation, his methodology could be applied perfectly to novels. And I set out to prove it. Now, nearly a decade later, I have sold more than 15 novels to major publishers like Simon & Schuster, Random House, and Macmillan. My books have been published and translated in over 23 countries, and two are currently in development as films. Is this a coincidence? Definitely not. Am I just that good of a writer? Debatable. Did Blake Snyder invent something that no one ever had before? Not at all. He simply studied the elements of story and character transformation and noticed an underlying pattern, a secret storytelling code. And now, after plotting countless novels using the Save the Cat methodology and teaching thousands of other authors how to do the same, I've come up with an easy-to-follow, step-by-step process for teaching novelists how to harness the power of that storytelling code and turn it into compelling, well-structured, unputdownable novels. And I'm sharing it all with you here in this book. Because essentially, the Save the Cat beat sheet that Blake designed is not about movies. It's about story. And regardless of whether you're writing screenplays, novels, short stories, memoirs, or stage plays, whether you're writing comedy, drama, sci-fi, fantasy, or horror, whether you fancy yourself a literary writer or a commercial writer, one thing is non-negotiable. You need a good story. And I'm going to help you get there. A screenwriting guide for novelists? But why should novelists follow in the footsteps of screenwriters? After all, we novelists came first. The truth is, in today's media-centric, fast-paced, technology-enhanced climate, we novelists are actually competing with screenwriters. Like it or not, since the moment that first silent film hit the big screen, novels have had to contend with movies as a source of entertainment. Charles Dickens and the Bronte sisters didn't have to compete with the latest high-octane superhero flick or the newest Melissa McCarthy comedy. But we modern novelists do. Although, as a side note, I can attest to having found all 15 of the beats on the Save the Cat beat sheet in Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights, and Great Expectations, among many other classics. The key is all in the pacing. A well-paced novel with visual elements, compelling character growth,